So we all have something in the closet that we've never worn. It still has the tags on it, right?
Yes.
So does the Afghan military, the Afghan army.
Okay.
Except we bought it for them. So it's like having a gift that wasn't quite right, and you just throw it in the closet because you feel bad getting rid of it.
Right.
$28 million
worth
of uniforms that they're never going to use because they have woodland camouflage.
Okay.
When you think of Afghanistan, do you think of forests?
No,
a desert.
It's
a 2% of the country, so they're never going to use them. And I think it was because the minister at the time, the defense minister, liked it.
Oh, God.
So we bought it for
you
him.
Know, and they worry
isn't that
about,
crazy?
Like, I know. Killing the little man, you know what? They need to do something with those.
But, like, to what extent do we just say, oh, well, that's the pattern you like? Like, what is this? What was there, a fashion show?
Right.
You know, it was like, well, I think houndstooth is very in for the army this year, so let's just go with that.
Right.
Okay. Well, do we have any houndstooth in nature? Right. No, but it's very vogue.
Right.
You know, there's going to be another defense minister who really likes pink. Although, you know what? A pink army would be kind of intimidating.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they wouldn't be intimidating, but they'd be unexpectedly strong.
Right, you would be like, oh, look who's coming up.
Oh,
and
right.
Then,
you kind of roll your eyes.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they actually are trained and, like, take you out.
Yeah, like ninjas or ninja turtles.
Well, like ninja turtles?
Well, I mean, I think when I think of colorful, I think of ninja turtles. Did that not make sense?
No.
Okay, sorry.
That was almost like trying to be a cliche.
Trying to picture the desert, you know, I picture like, you know, the desert, and I just picture this pink army coming, and I just think Ninja Turtles. Then I think Leonardo,
okay, clearly
and then
you've
I think
never,
pizza.
You've never seen Ninja Turtles.
No.
No. Okay. Well, that much is clear. Okay. So I just got the little news alert on my phone that tropical storm Cindy has made landfall.
Yes, she did.
So that's down in Louisiana.
Louisiana, yeah, just right near the border with Texas.
Is that Galveston?
East of Galveston, close to Port Arthur.
Like Beaumont.
Beaumont, Cameron, Texas. Have you ever been in that area?
Baytown, Texas.
Lake Charles, that area?
Not a whole lot. That's a drive-through stretch.
Yeah, that's a wave and...
That's a long stretch.
Not one of my favorite places.
That's right. Well, so when I lived in Houston for a couple years, when I moved up here, we drove through all that. And I tell you what, there's a whole lot of road and a whole lot of not much else.
Right? And that's what, Eastern Texas?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
Far
East Texas, Louisiana, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to New Orleans. But I've done a lot of West Texas.
Yeah, New Orleans,
like
Harlingen,
Texas.
Yeah.
God, what else? Yeah, I've been Midland. Used to be the home of.
Okay, the segment isn't name a Texas town.
The most Rolls Royces in the country.
San Marcos.
There's some good places in town. I love San Antonio, Texas.
I always thought it was okay.
Denton.
Austin.
Like Austin.
Brownsville.
I've been there too. I had
what
a tree.
What about you? You know, Mr. I lived in H Town for years. Did you like Houston?
Yeah, but I stayed in Houston.
Right. You didn't venture
out. Listen, Dean, you should know you and my kind.
Yes.
Outside of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You may as well wear one of those pink uniforms. You know, you know what I'm saying? Well, what are we getting? We got a nice day for us while they're dealing with that crap down there.
I know. I feel guilty, don't you?
I feel fine. Sorry.
Less guilt.
Nothing I can do.
Yeah. What can we do about it? Yeah, today is nice. Temperature's getting up close to 80 degrees, sunshine. Now, the clouds will thicken tonight. I think a shower could move in late. The low down to about 61, and then some showers and thunderstorms around during the day tomorrow. Especially in the afternoon again, highs near 80 degrees. Maybe a morning shower Saturday, but then I think the day gets nicer as it goes on. Maybe able to get out to the beach in the afternoon, low 80s, and Sunday looks good. Beansless Sunday for Southern Maine with temperatures up to...
Well, it's about time there was a beach day on a weekend.
Yes.
Yes.
I know. I put the order in a couple of weeks ago.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I got Sunday off.
Me too. High five.